The Buckeye Raw Extra Podcast is proudly presented by CF Bank, the boutique bank. Trusted for over 125 years with commercial financing, residential lending, personal banking, and more. Visit us online at www.cf.bank. NMLS 409132, all loans subject to credit approval. Terms, fees, and conditions may apply. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're going to jump right into questions for Coach. Right over here to the right, Austin Ward.
Right, how would evaluate CJ? Does it look like that week seem to help?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it showed during the week. And who knows, maybe it gave him a little perspective too, watching the game last week, watching meetings, watching practice. We'll see, you know, but he did play better tonight, and still got a lot of football ahead of us, but it was encouraging to see him play the way he did.
Right next door, Bill.
Ryan, near an interception that CJ threw, it looked like you were telling him you wanted to come back to Jeremy there on that in-breaking route for home up the number one out. Then he comes back and throws a touchdown to Chris on the next play. I'm just wondering how you coach that, because, I mean, he made a mistake, and then he made it maybe one of the better plays he's made all year. So
yeah. Yeah, without getting into too many specifics, that was not the right read. But then he came back, and I thought he showed some toughness. Our message all week has been toughness. And, you know, how does a quarterback show toughness? You know, he avoids a rush and then makes a play like that. I thought there were times where, you know, we were down on the goal line there. The ball popped out. You know, it's the first time we've really got a live ball on the one-yard line for Luke Whippler, the quarterback, for everybody. He kind of salvaged that and you know, got back on the ball, and then he took a hit on the touchdown pass to Jeremy Ruckert. And so I thought there was some toughness shown there, which was good. But overall, I thought our team played with more toughness than we have in the past. And this was an important game for us because I felt like, you know, September 2nd, a month ago, you know, when we played Minnesota, we were a much different team, and I felt like that going into this week. But we hadn't shown it yet, and I felt like we saw some glimpses of that tonight.
Bill Rabinowitz?
I'm in stands for Jeremy. Does this feel like the first time this year you look the way you expect to have?
Yes. Yeah, but I also think that when you look at Ronnie Hickman, when you look at Cam Martinez, when you look at Jackson Smith-Njigba, C.J. Stroud, Travion Henderson, some of these guys, Cody Simon, Tommy Eichenberg, these are all guys who had zero starts in their entire career. Well, they're not young anymore. Now they have, you know, five games under their belt, so that they're not young anymore. They're not inexperienced. They do have games under their belt. So now we know what to expect. We also know, you know, what guys can give us meaningful minutes behind them. And then who needs to continue to work hard to get to where they need to become a contributor and create a role for themselves. We just didn't have that last year. You know, a game like this allows a bunch of guys to get on the field and all meaningful stuff.
Clay?
Both of your Big Ten wins are on the road. Do you feel like you have a leg up in that sense?
It's good to get those two wins for sure, yeah. You know, with a young team, the way that this first half of the schedule played out, it's just what it was. You know, we had to handle it. I think it made us stronger, though. I think it has, you know, going on the road and, you know, obviously, you know, handling a loss, you know, in second game of the year and those type of things has made us stronger. And I think we can continue to build on this. And that's been the whole goal, is if we just get better week in and week out, continue to get these guys reps, keep coaching better and giving our guys the better opportunity to be successful, then hopefully when we, you know, pick our head up here in about a month where we need to be going into November.
Right behind him, Nathan Baird.
You kind of transitioned from just looking for defensive players who could, you know, get the job done to now you have these young guys who are out there actually making plays.
Right.
How is that sort of changing, just, I guess, the whole vibe around the team, the conference?
Yeah, I think you can see that. I mean, yeah, it's just a bunch of guys who are now maybe expecting to make plays. Before, you know, I don't think they really, they're just trying to get lined up, and everything they were doing was for the first time. So I thought you know, the defensive staff did a good job this week with the plan. I thought they mixed up the looks. I thought we created disruption in the backfield, and then we were able to create some turnovers. I thought you know, you have to play well early in conference games like this, especially on the road, to hopefully take the crowd out of it. And I thought the play that Cam Martinez made was a big play. And then a couple plays later, we scored the touchdown with Travion, and that kind of got us going. Obviously, the pick by Denzel was big. You know, overall, though, the special teams, you know, Greg does a great job, with special teams. And so Parker Fleming, I thought, had a really good week of work preparation-wise, got our guys locked in. And, you know, overall, we were prepared to play this game on special teams. So I hats off to him and the guys. And Cam showed up in that spot right there, which was big.
Right there in the front row, Dan Hope.
Yeah, Ryan, you had said a couple weeks ago, and people were asking a lot of questions about the quarterback stuff, what you had seen from CJ in practice, and how that gave you a lot of confidence. Was what we saw from CJ today more what you would see from CJ in practice?
Yeah, I would say so. This is what he's capable of. And now he's got to bring it, though. He's got to be consistent. Still a lot of things we're gonna watch on film tomorrow and got to get corrected and got to get fixed. And you know, we got to come back and do it again next week because now, you know, there's a body of work on film. So now guys are going to look at him and try to attack him different ways, and he's going to have answers. And that's playing in the Big Ten. But you can see what he's capable of.
Clay Hall?
Mitch Rossi, did you make him a star today?
Mitch has done nothing but everything we've asked him to do. I mean, he's a very tough young man. He works really, really hard, and he deserves everything that he's getting because he's the quarterback of the punt team. He does all those jobs. You know, he will play fullback in the goal line and those type of things, all those thankless jobs. And I'm glad we have him. One of the more reliable guys on our team, and it's good to see some of those tight ends, you know, get some touches. Jeremy had a nice day coming back home, which was great. Get a touchdown. And I also thought it was really good to see all the receivers get their hands on some balls as well. You know, Chris Olave, I think, tied Chris Carter today for the touchdown catches. You know, he didn't really get the ball much the last couple of weeks. He stayed with it, you know, and that's not easy. You know, and we're not getting touches like that, and didn't play much in the second half. But when he was in there, you know, he made an impact, which was great, and saw some other guys make some plays. But it was good to see Mitch get in there and make a couple plays for us.
Second row, Rob Aller.
Trevion looked like he got dinged. Well, what's the update there? He's such a difference maker. Can you just talk about what he does for the offense, and maybe not that the other guys don't?
Yeah.
He's a separator.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got a different skill set than the other guys. I do think Master ran hard again today, and Marcus Crowley ran hard today. But you can see the home run ability for Trey, and he's still young, still learning. But he does have a ton of home run ability. It was my decision to hold him out in the second half. He was ready to go. I just felt like I didn't want to take a chance going into that second half.
Well, over here, Steven Means.
Brian, again with Caesar, whether it was maybe the week off with the shoulder, just maybe some of the play calls you were calling, just you know, spreading the ball out. He just seemed more comfortable out there and more like, he looked like a quarterback Monday. And was that the kind of the assessment you got just fresh off the team?
I mean, I think it was the most comfortable he's looked, but at the same time, he's still really, really young and still green in this whole thing, and he's got a lot of football ahead of him. He's going to have good times and good plays and bad plays, but he didn't, like you said, he didn't get rattled. Like, you know, he had a couple plays that maybe didn't go his way, but then he came right back and continued to make plays. But I think it really goes to the preparation we had this week, and you know, he's got good players around him. He's got a good offensive line. These guys did a good job of giving him time back there. He wasn't really pressured all that much, and the receivers made big plays, you know, even the one catch, you know, I think it was the first play of the drive. Chris, you know, catches the ball and kind of toe taps on the sideline, an unbelievable play, and then that gets us going. But those are the kind of things that help a quarterback when he tries to get, you know, his rhythm going during the game.
That exact play, he's rolling out. Kind of
yeah.
Was he doing that? Have you seen that progression? The guy with those types of plays and things maybe aren't on schedule.
Yeah, and the touchdown to Chris on the other one, that was an off, like you said, off schedule play. You know, he kind of created, worked the second part of the route, and that's good. I mean, that's part of the game. And you know, I think this is probably the best game he's done that.
And we've got time for just a couple more. Tony Gerdman.
Ryan, aside from the getting better physically, how did you see CJ put that in the problem? How did you see
that? Yeah, okay. I don't know. I think that he's more healthy, and he came in really, really well prepared. And the guys around him helped him too. But and you know, when the defense is playing the way it is, and you know, you just play with more confidence. And I thought we played better team football today. But again, maybe it gave a little bit of perspective coming back. I don't know. But good preparation this week.
And final question, Rob, go ahead.
How much is patience a part of this? What is it, coaching staff? Even just, you guys kind of maybe unfairly were like off the rails early. But do you see that as a fair assessment? And is patience part of it as a coaching staff?
Well, in an area where patience is not allowed, you know, and I think that, but I understand that, and I know that, and I have, you know, a bunch of talks with a lot of people, and one of them is Gene Smith, and he said just that right there, you know, you have to be patient, you know, you have to continue to, you know, work some of these younger guys in, and this is a unique team, and you have to, you know, we're doing things the right way, and we know that, we're recruiting great people, you know, we're a first-class operation, always do things the right way, and you know, there's times where you have to grow through some growing pains along the way, and we're not going to panic. Certainly, we have to act when appropriate, but we're not going to overreact, and we just continue to get better. And that's the plan here. And when you're doing that, then you know you can go put your head on your pillow at night, knowing you're doing the right things. And having a win like this, you know. of the last month, it's given us a little bit of juice now as we head into the next month of October. Like, okay, there was some tough times here, but we grew through it. We didn't panic. And now we might have a good team as we head into the, you know, into October and November.
Great. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.